USA News, I'm Dave Collins. As the deadline for a potential federal government shutdown approaches, travelers are closely monitoring its potential impact on flights. Congress has until Saturday to come to an agreement to prevent the shutdown. In the event that a deal is not reached, crucial personnel, such as air traffic controllers and TSA agents, will still be on duty as they are classified as essential workers. House Republicans are holding their first hearing in their Biden impeachment inquiry. They're probing alleged improper gains from Hunter Biden's foreign dealings during his father's time as vice president.
Joe Biden lied to the American people that he never spoke to his family about their business dealings. He lied by telling the American people that there was an absolute wall between his official government duties and his personal life.
Chair James Comer accuses Biden of exploiting his office for family profit. Democrat Jamie Raskin dismisses it as a discredited claim. Friday, we will know whether the United Auto Workers plan to escalate their strike against the big three automakers. UAW President Sean Fain is set to make an announcement on Friday morning. Last Friday, Fain included 38 General Motors and Stellantis parts plants in the strike, while Ford was exempt due to positive strides in contract negotiations. The Senate is reversing its new casual dress code and returning to its business suit tradition.
Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's easiest for everyone if the men stick with dressing formally.
Though we've never had an official dress code, the events over the past week have made us all feel as though formalizing it is the right way forward.
Last week, Schumer quietly relaxed dress requirements in the chamber to accommodate John Fetterman, the 6'8" senator from Pennsylvania who prefers to wear hoodies and gym shorts in the Senate. The new relaxed dress code triggered a bipartisan backlash.
As John Schaefer reporting, this is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
A former TV journalist who has yet to concede in the previous Arizona gubernatorial race is intending to kick off her U.S. Senate campaign next month. Carrie Lake confirmed this in a radio interview earlier today and announced a rally for October 10th to vie for the seat currently occupied by independent Kristen Sinema. Lake is a staunch supporter of former President Trump, maintains the belief that he won the 2020 presidential election. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey defying calls from fellow Democrats to step down following his federal bribery charges. In a private lunch with Senate Democrats, Menendez stated his intention to stay in the Senate but did not discuss whether he plans to run for re-election next year. Him and his wife pleaded not guilty to charges including conspiracy to commit bribery. Starting next year, fast food workers in California will receive a minimum wage of $20 per hour thanks to a bill signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom earlier today.
We recognize businesses cannot thrive in a world that's failing. And that's an important point because we're not just about growth. This state's about inclusion. And that's the foundational principle we're advancing here today.
Come April 1, this increase will establish one of the highest minimum wages for fast food workers in the United States. Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is growing up to $925 million up for grabs. Saturday night at 11 o'clock Eastern. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.